Today we kick off our Spring Cleaning 3.0 series by digging into one of the ugliest and most harmful emotions we all experience, jealousy. We talk about what jealousy is, what it looks like, and how fear, discontent, comparison, and a lack of trust in God fuel our feelings. We're afraid to lose and afraid we're not as good as someone else. We confront these lies and encourage rooting out our triggers and recognizing our worth. And as always, we wrap it up with tips and truth to help us sweep away the lies and move us closer to accepting the person we were created to be and the life God prepared for us. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening. And now let's head to the hill.
Hey, everybody. We are finally kicking off spring cleaning of Hard Mind. We'll see if you're yaying.
I'm not really yaying.
20 minutes in.
Every year I'm like, not a problem. And then you go and you give me examples of a problem.
Yeah, man.
Actually, really big problem.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
And you gave us the title, so I already know this is a problem.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was a problem, but the light was shining down. I'm like, yes, it's a problem.
Yes, it's fine.
As will every, I don't even think I want to look at the other topics.
Yeah, it's
I don't need to know.
They're ugly.
They're a problem. We'll just go with they're a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a human. They're a problem.
Yeah. But I'm kicking this one off with something that I think everybody has struggled with.
Yes.
And knows they've struggled. At least, we can admit, at some point, I've been jealous.
Sure. But I think we focus on minimal things,
right?
Too.
Like little, no. But this is big and this is ugly. This is a problem for most people, definitely most women.
I think it's a lot sneakier than you think.
I agree.
Like, I wouldn't have thought that when you were first explaining, you know? And then I'm like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I see that. Okay, fine.
Yeah. I heard a quote about jealousy when I was younger that stuck with me all these years from Patrick Henry. So, you know, they've been struggling with jealousy since, you know, founding father days. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jealousy is the only vice that gives no pleasure.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Right? There's no pleasure, but we keep picking it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Over and over. Why?
I don't even know. It's like, is it societal? I mean,
I don't get it because it
society's
hurts.
Different now than it was. And it.
Yeah. But it hurts our feelings and we pick it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Social media doesn't make it easy.
Yeah. And and here's the thing. We allow it as choice and we indulge it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like
definitely.
We keep thinking about it and we don't have to. Mm. So let's get rid of it today.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to do some definitions.
Yep.
First, I'm going to say jealousy shares ties with envy, pride, and shame.
Okay.
Two sides of the same coin, kind of a deal. This is from, the first definition is from Christina Burke blog. Jealousy is an unhappy, or angry feeling of wanting to have what someone else has.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's real basic, but it's good to acknowledge.
It's true, though.
Unhappy and angry. Yeah. Right? And who doesn't want more anger and unhappiness? Right?
Me!
Wait, we don't have enough?
No! That goes great with my stress.
On the side, it's the cherry on top. Got it.
But we pick it. So, Very Well Mind defines it as a complex emotion that involves real or perceived threats.
Right.
That's very true.
Yes. Yeah. I like that perceived.
Yes.
And lots of the time it's imaginary.
I was like, most
Would you
of
say
the
fears in there a little bit too.
Oh, that's a how do we get here?
Oh, Lord.
Sure.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, it's showing
Fear's
up.
Always there, Sid. Yeah,
it's always there lurking.
It drives, just like, hey guys. It drives the bus almost every day.
And I would like to pretend it doesn't.
But. Oh, it's. And I, oh my gosh, Sid, I forgot because I wrote these kind of a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
I put anytime we see the word threat, we know our frenemy fear is involved.
Our frenemy fear.
It's there going, hey guys.
Yeah.
I got your back.
Oh.
Come on, let's just go for a ride.
Ooh, what's spiral over here?
Yeah.
Come on.
You are not so lonely that you need fear as your friend.
Yeah, seriously.
You're not.
Oh my gosh.
Choosing therapy defines it as this, a social emotion caused by someone's belief that something that is rightfully theirs may be taken by another person.
But dude, that's like, it's a subconscious thing, isn't it?
Perhaps. I think now for me, this definition takes it to another level because initially it might make you think of the way people think about jealousy as like the romantic way, like the don't mess with my man.
No, I'm not even
kind of a thing.
Okay.
See, yeah, right. Cause I don't struggle with that anymore. Yeah. Like I'm pretty solid. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
But it does apply to other things I'm jealous of and things I think might be taken away from me, like maybe my sense of good enoughness.
Oh.
Yeah. Right? Or being seen a certain way or my position in the friend group. You know, like, oh, that's you are a threat because you're going to take.
Because it's like your role.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm. Now that's the smart one. Now that's the good mom they look up to. Like,
gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Dang it. Guilty.
Do you want some traits?
Yes.
No.
Right?
I mean, okay.
I have them. Kind of. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right. Unbury them.
Yeah. Now, I'm giving a caveat, and I wrote this in my notes, that this is an especially gross list and nothing anyone's going to want to own up to.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. This is bad.
I think because this is something we don't really talk about.
Right? Oh, no. Because this is ugly. Who wants to brag about this?
We're like, I'm jealous of that person because of this, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. We don't word it like that.
No, we don't. We're more like, can you believe that? Because, like, look at them thinking they have all this together or not or whatever.
Hey, that's a great example of a trait.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Show me. Yeah. Read the list.
Let's listen to the gross list.
Okay. Number one. Difficulty celebrating other people's wins and successes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, this can come a few ways. You downplay them. Mm-hmm. Now, this can be publicly or in your own head.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Right. Okay. We're not all so vicious that, like, yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of it's in our head.
Yes. Magnifies your own wins.
Okay.
Like makes a way bigger deal. Uh-huh. Or like the boasts and the brag and look at me.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Now, in the same vein of thinking where jealous people struggle when others win, jealousy says things like, glad somebody gets to have a good day. Or must be nice. Like if you say things like, I get a day off from work or I'm having a vacation or my kid did this today.
Uh-huh. That's a good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, but we've thought about it that way.
Yeah. Without, yeah. I know. Yeah.
No, I
never
know.
Attached it but to those that are early.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I had it either way. I'm like, oh, that does come from a place of jealousy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Way to keep your friendships connected. Like, that makes them feel good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's insincere. Mm-hmm. Jealousy people are insincere. Mm-hmm. Oh, passive aggressive.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is so ugly. Cheered by other people's mistakes and struggles.
Oh, yep.
Oh.
Again, this might not be public.
No.
No, but like, you're excited. You've heard in your brain. It when you're in a friend group and all the like, so and so.
The word karma comes to mind. How much is that thrown around as, you know?
It's just really jealousy, right?
It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oops. Yeah. It's bad. It's gross. Obsessive thoughts regarding what you're jealous about. Mm, like, okay. It just like if someone's living in your head that often, you got a problem.
Yeah, they're only thinking about them.
He's like, they don't belong there. Yeah,
yeah. No, they know.
Yeah,
harbors feelings of resentment and bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fun.
Delicious. It's a side of gravy.
I would like more.
Yeah, yeah.
To go with my angry and unhappiness.
Yeah, because I don't have enough.
No, often feels inadequate.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't need help with that. Mm. Full of criticism. Mm-hmm. You're a fault finder.
Yeah.
Oh, because most people want those things pointed out.
So super pessimistic. Got it. Check, check. Yeah.
Prone to start rivalries.
Oh.
Okay. Now, this might not be in the middle school way, but it's you can pit people against each other with little gossipy comments. Like, yeah, did you see that she did this to you? I can't believe she said that. Like, what are you really trying to do?
Yeah. What's your end game?
I think it can be even like sneakier than that of I'm just not quite sure what their intentions are.
Oh yeah, where you're using, you know, nice sounding,
I'm just a good friend watching out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
It is ew. Mm-hmm. It is ew.
Oh, it's all seepy, like
yeah. No, thank
it's
you.
Gross. No, I mean this like I feel dirty right now.
Yeah,
it's gross.
Prone to gossip.
Yeah.
Or it tends to tease in a malicious or over-the-top way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just joking.
Yeah.
Backhanded compliments.
Uh-huh.
They're a copycat.
Uh-huh.
Where they don't act like who they really are.
Yeah.
You know, you're jealous of them. They're going to do whatever. Insecure. That's kind of an obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is really gross. Demotivates others.
Oh.
Yeah, where you make other people feel less interested in or enthusiastic about their work.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're winning. It's like, oh, you don't need to work so hard on that. Blow off your homework. You don't need to do that project for work today.
Mm.
Downplay.
Sneaky and ugly. It's really gross. Mm. You want to know how we get here?
Oh, gosh.
Sure, I guess. No,
they're like,
where's the, we gotta clean the this roof up. So
yeah, we're evaluating their life choice. Why did we agree to it?
Okay. Oh, we knew this when you told us the title.
I know. Okay, now, I think there are kind of the big two when it comes to jealousy. So we're going to address them separately. There's the, you're going to take what I have.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the, I want what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're similar and they come from similar distortions and right. places of wrong thinking, but I'm going to do them separately-ish. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I'm starting with another definition taken from my friend, the dictionary. I put here, fun fact, I'm throwing in something like light because I know what I'm doing. Yeah. So I think I might've shared before that my dad used to punish me by making me copy pages out of the dictionary as a child.
Oh.
Until he realized, oh, Becky likes doing this and that it wasn't a punishment. So, but that was...
There's a root to this.
Yes.
The definition.
Oh, that is why she's like this.
I'm going to talk to you next time I see him.
I just like the definitions.
No, it does clarify.
Yeah.
Yes. So I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. It's awesome. So here's another definition. Mental uneasiness from suspicion or fear.
Ah. Yeah. Got it.
And because I think it's really hard to separate it from fear, I'm going to lump in insecurity too.
That's, yeah. That's,
yeah. It's a group effort. It's the dream team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rebecca, I wrote, hello, fear, you stupid waste of space. We meet again.
It's true.
Yeah. So jealousy is a lot of things, but most of all, jealousy is afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the biggest fear surrounding jealousy, I think, is the fear of loss. Now, lots of times jealousy is thought about in terms of relationships. So that definitely does apply here.
Right.
Like you're going to, and it doesn't have to just be my man. It's like they're going to take my friend
or my kids or their,
Yeah. That, even that dynamic, like little sneaky things, like they're going to like grandma more.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Yeah. Dad more.
Any
fun
kind
parent.
Of a special bond. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But we have to think about jealousy in a way broader way because it's not just about women worried that.
Yeah.
Someone's going to take their man.
Yeah.
So what else are we afraid of losing when these things bubble up? Fear of losing our position. Mm-hmm. We talked about this. Like, how is my status in the group going to change?
Right.
How will people see me in relation to this person?
Mm-hmm.
What if this person is better than me or smarter than me?
Mm-hmm.
What if my friend likes them more?
Mm.
You know, it's.
This is very uncomfortable.
But it, and I felt those things.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Maybe they're more talented in something.
Oh. And you know what? That's we got to wrestle with it. There's always going to be somebody better than you.
Right.
There is.
Like,
no,
always.
There is.
Always.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you're not awesome. And that might be my truth section. But we can hear it twice.
Right.
Okay. Another fear. Because that's not the only one, sadly. Fear of losing connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this can be with friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we're afraid of being replaced or abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you already have abandonment issues, that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Or being rejected,
right?
Or of a relationship failing. So I put what's interesting to note here is our behavioral response to this fear of being abandoned or replaced is often so unpleasant that it causes what we are trying to stop to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Because you're so jealous and insecure of this other person coming in that you act in such a way where they're gonna want to leave you because you're unpleasant to be
you're
around.
You're obviously not trusting them.
You know,
whether or not it's their fault.
This weird, clingy, I don't know, what are you doing? People don't tend to like clingy, passive-aggressive, and unsupportive people. So,
yeah, I guess so. It's
great. So the next, how did we get here, straddles the line between you're going to take what I have and I want what you have, and that's comparison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this one plagues every woman.
Yeah.
Period.
When we don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes it's like just always running in the background of your subconscious, I think, because the fear thing and then the spirals over there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where we kind of eye every other woman up. Like, how do they size up against me? And that's so icky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like ingrained, I feel, sometimes. We have to go.
Oh. Well, we're taught to do it since we're little girls,
yeah.
You know, subconsciously. No one's like, hey, so listen.
You're an eight.
If you're doing that to your little girl, knock it off.
Yeah.
So it's a very natural jealousy, natural and almost immediate byproduct of comparison. Mm-hmm. So if you compare yourself to anybody, you're going to find something to be jealous of because we're different. And that freaks us out, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'll tear them down if you think you're better, or you'll tear them down because you want to feel better.
Yeah. Well, and just our strengths and our talents and our appearance, none of it's ever going to look the same as anybody else. Mm-mm. So then we get all worried and nervous. Well, is what I have less than what she has?
Right.
Well, and we already all feel it. I mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
About everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as hard because of our whole life, of all of the situations of. We've lost friends before, right? Oh, yeah. We've not been the favorite. We've lost maybe promotions or being able to join a team of some sort. I mean, we've lost all these things. So unfortunately, we fight harder and it's disgusting.
It is of so what we're doing. Hard. And it starts so young.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even, you know, middle schoolers watch the, you know, the little dumb seventh grade boy pick the other girl. And then you learn right then.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You don't measure up. You're not good enough.
She blah, had blah, blah. Brown hair and I have blonde hair. So right. I'm not good enough.
Which means nothing. We pick silly things.
But
you're
we
right.
can put that in our brain. And then we're not going to like all brown haired women for the rest of life because that girl took stupid seventh grade boy for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know, it like runs deep. It's gross. Yeah. You're not any other woman. They're not you. And it's not. Wait, like, we're not apples and apples. We're not comparing the same thing. We need to stop treating it like that. Like, you can't go, well, I'm a mom of three and so are they. So, yes, it is an even comparison. Like,
no, it's not.
Super not.
Right.
Ever. Or I'm 35 and so are they. So I need to think about where they're at in their life versus where I'm. Like,
right.
No. Mm-hmm. You have your own journey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Knock it off. When we compare, we see all the ways the other person is better. Gross. More desirable and assume they will take from us or cause us to lose in some way. Mm-hmm. Or we compare ourselves to this other person and see all the things they have that we don't. And then we let jealousy consume us. Mm-hmm. Both are just so much fun.
No. Yeah. I'm like, well, have you ever gained anything from being jealous?
You know, more insecurity.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, what is fun. Is there anything we've ever gained?
I mean, we'd probably like to say, well, it's pushed me harder to study more so that I could do this, but I actually don't believe that.
I don't think it. Either. I think that's. I think fear makes it worse in your brain.
I think
brain.
It's just an. You know, how we.
Yeah. Can it's made me dislike people.
How we can.
It's like yeah,
but it's like how we could feel better about it.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, but it just probably deepens. Yeah, the fear, insecurity. Yeah. That's so
bad. Okay, so the second type of jealousy. Now the I want what you have. Mm-hmm. Going with the unexpected first. How'd we get here? The I want attention.
Right. Mm.
Okay. So I feel like this is a big one for a lot of people. We want more attention than we're getting.
Right.
So Psychology Today backed me up by saying, when you experience jealousy, you may assume that someone else is receiving the attention or adoration that you want for yourself. In some way, the other person appears more desirable.
Hmm.
So the ways that spring to my mind were like the girl that gets the attention of the boys or the woman with a lot of friends or the person at work that gets all the praise from the boss. But I can also see this in really subtle ways where jealousy looks more like resentment when a spouse is maybe giving more attention to their children or to their job than to you.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. So that's where it can be really angry. Like, oh, I didn't realize that was, I mean, and that is so gross. Like, I'm jealous that my husband is playing with the kids.
Right.
Like, so I'm resenting my kids.
Yeah.
Like, that's yuck. But I think that's also going to be relatable.
Well, it feels like another mistress, not the children, specifically with the work one. I definitely. I feel that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wait a second. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That one feels like ding, ding, ding.
Husband with two jobs right now. Yeah. Where it's like, oh.
Yeah. You're the, I'll get back to you. You know? I don't like that one.
But yeah, who wants to live in resentment with their spouse?
Right. Mm-mm. That's not helpful.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. And there's other ways to get attention than to live in jealousy.
Well, but also, I mean, we don't just go and say something.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm feeling really hurt. I'm feeling like, you know, maybe... Yeah. Maybe we could have this time set aside. We don't do any of that. We just sit there and stew in it.
Yeah.
That's like nobody reads. Like nobody reads minds. And we say we're fine.
And we make horrible assumptions on that. Well, they're doing this because they don't love me. Work's way more important to them than me.
right?
But there's
no,
like, we all have to have money to pay our mortgage and to eat and to feed our kid, you know, like buy stuff. So,
and there's always seasons and okay.
Oh, shoot.
Here's another. How'd we get here? This one's awful. You have something I could have.
Oh, or you don't even realize you want, probably.
It's tricky. It stirs up feelings. Discontent is now there. But then you also can get angry at yourself for not going to get the thing. So now you're not only jealous of the, like, the thing the other person has, but of their gumption that they went for it.
Why can't I do
that? Who has a whole different life path than you do.
Yes. Totally. And capacity. And they're in a different season and talents. Right. And, you know, maybe God didn't pick that path for you, even though you want that path.
Then we have to go die on our dreams.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah,
so jeez. Okay.
Yeah. That's that one's really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you really did really want that, you can alter your path.
Yes, you can still go. You're not dead.
We just don't. We sit there and stew about it. So, they did that. And
well, so now it's,
I could have done that.
Right. Oh, that brings up so much like scarcity too. Well, she's already done it. So now I can't do it.
That's silly.
Yeah,
there's no limit to that.
I used to think that all the time. Well, she wrote a book, so I can't write a book because this other Christian lady wrote a book. So all the books have been written. The end. Dream's dead. Like that's conversations I'd have with 30-year-old Becky here.
Yes, have them. Let's move forward, right? Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. If you can recognize it, like you're saying,
yeah,
we'll get there. Keep going.
Oh, okay. Here's another really fun one. Sarcasm. They are further along than I am.
Yeah, I don't like that one either.
Yeah, this is comparison again, and this is mean and ugly and a lie. Okay. I wish you could see their face. Sydney's like, why are you scolding me?
So cry.
This lie we believe so readily.
Oh, yeah.
Presupposes that, I hate this, that everyone's life and journey is supposed to look a certain way.
Right. Or better than mine in general.
It's just the stupidest.
Well, the worst part is we've planned a life for ourselves that our life didn't go in that direction.
So neither did anyone's.
No,
yes.
fair.
We don't think about that.
But we're not taking into consideration how their lives went. And so because we are seeing something that we wanted on our path, on their path, we're like, no.
See, and now we got to reckon with our discontent.
Yeah.
And, oh, kind of that we don't trust God.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't give us enough.
At this point. Yeah.
Oops. So much
fun. Because we're not living there right now.
Right. We're in the depths of the
fire. We just forget that, like, he gave us a path kind of just for us. But I think I might have gotten there later. We'll see.
Yeah.
But it's all so fun. This brings up the last one. I'm not happy with where I'm at.
Yes. 100%.
This is where, now I put, you know, fear, insecurity, and comparison are the big drivers. And this is where discontent rounds out the group.
Yeah.
I'm going to get into this in my reel later, so I will be getting into this. But I wanted to make sure we brought it up as a major catalyst. Okay. We're going to be jealous when we're not content with who we are and with what our life looks like.
Right.
You have no other choice. Like, if you don't like who you are and what God's given you, you're going to be jealous.
Then we see everybody who has what we think that we deserve or what we wanted or how our life was supposed to be.
Even though God knows you and knows maybe that's not actually what would bring you joy and satisfaction.
Oh, but we know better, Becky.
Oh, right.
We know better.
Super do.
Until we get it, and then, yeah.
Grass ain't greener, baby. Grass ain't greener.
Yeah, sometimes that's why David and I felt that. Like, we've prayed for stuff, and we feel like he's given it just to be like, I told ya.
Then you're like, oh.
Yeah, I guess this wasn't that grand.
Plain bubbly water is not as good as just real soda.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I put here, to piggyback off of our discontent, is this other very prevalent and problematic belief system. This isn't fair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah. And that, what does that say about our belief system is that I believe I'm entitled to more or in a more disgusting way believes they are deserving of less.
Oh.
Man, that's harsh.
Are you going to do anything on deserving? Have we kind of covered that one? I was like,
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. Like that we deserve.
That is so true. And gross.
The gross where it's like, no, they should have less. Yeah. And what's nasty is that we've all thought that.
Well, yes, you certainly have.
Mm-hmm. Well, the insecurity part of life.
But I'd like to think of it more of like, but really then it's like, I deserve more and we don't.
No, you know? Both are wrong.
Well, that's what I mean. Beliefs. I don't know what's the right amount of deserving you think you need. That's what I know. I don't know the balance there.
Right.
So I was curious. I'm like, yes.
It's yucky. Want some truth? I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah, please. Let's clean this up a little.
Sheesh. Okay. I want to get this one out of the way because I hear women and young girls talk about this in a disturbing way. Mm-hmm. This goes back to the relational jealousy because we have to touch on it because people struggle with it. Like it's a thing for a thing. Mm-hmm. Let me just say this right away. Jealousy is not a sign of love.
No.
The opposite, you say?
Yeah, it is. It is
red flag.
Yeah. Real big. But I hear girls like desperately want it and like ticked that their dude isn't jealous. Like I hear girls talk this way, young girls. Like,
really?
Why aren't you jealous that that boy sat by me in biology? Like, oh, maybe because he trusts
attention. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's a sign. Jealousy is a sign of insecurity and possessiveness.
Right. They want to be possessed. Is that what that is?
Like maybe.
Well, maybe it's.
Other issues, want, but
their trauma
you
stuff.
Want to be wanted, right? You okay, want to be desired, so
that must be what it's probably stemming from.
But they can hear girls, they can want you without wanting to throw down because some other dude said hi to you,
right?
Okay? It's a sign there's mistrust in your relationship, it's unhealthy, and you do not want it.
Very unhealthy, it is not a lifestyle. That you
no,
want to be in.
Here's this is a way to put it too. Why would you want someone you say you love to have this horrible feeling in their heart? Mm-mm. Why would you wish this on your partner?
Or anybody for that matter.
It's yuck. Mm. Anyway, moving on. Yeah. I just had to get there.
That was good.
You know? Yeah. Jealousy informs. Okay. Psychology Today pointed out, like any emotion, jealousy gives us information.
Okay. Okay.
So I want to get deeper with this one. Mm-hmm. One, we only get jealous about things we care about.
Okay.
So we have to pay attention.
Okay. So if we get jealous, that means there's something we care about at risk.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to get curious. We're like, I'm not ever going to get jealous of someone having a nicer car than me because I do not care about cars.
Right.
It's like, yeah, you have a Tesla. Good
for you.
Yay.
Yeah.
I do not care. Like,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not jealous of that. But I do get jealous of people who get to travel more than me because I care about that.
Right.
Okay. So Susan Cain said jealousy is an ugly emotion, but it tells the truth. So because we only get jealous of things we actually care about, another way to say that is jealousy is the result of a trigger.
Okay.
And again, triggers are the things that we should be paying attention to.
Yes, always. And so curious. Why is this a trigger? What is really underneath it? Mm-hmm. As I was studying, I clicked on an article called How to Get Rid of Jealousy. Mm-hmm. And the header image was a woman that looked about my age that was totally and completely ripped.
Okay.
Oh, ripped. Ripped. She had like a 15 pack.
Oh my God.
And my first response was a sneer. Like I visibly felt my face sneer. Uh-huh. But then I had an aha moment. I hadn't realized I had body issues until I saw someone that I thought looked so much better than me.
Mm.
So like when you're feeling jealous, get curious. Why is this coming up? What is underneath the jealousy? Or as the website.
That said hardest. Underneath that.
This one is called
woman.
It's All You Boo. Said. I look at all the sites. Okay. Jealousy is often the surface level emotion of a much deeper feeling.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So,
which is,
yeah, all the in this case about. Must be insecurity or
like,
but I didn't know it was there. Like, I didn't realize I had this until I was like, doing walking around with your 15 pack, like eat a little Debbie like a regular person.
And even then, it's like, is that healthy? Like, come on. I can't maintain that even if I did want
it's her
that.
Deal. You know, and actually she was like writing it, like trying to sell her ebook about exercise or something.
Yeah.
What is it about? One thing it's not about is our next truth. It's not about them. Mm-hmm. It's all you, boo, against. I can't.
Oh my God.
Oh, you're not jealous of what your friend earned or received. Instead, you're unhappy with your current situation.
Yeah.
Jealousy's about you, not about them.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, think of how many times we've been jealous of somebody. We don't go and tell them.
Like, oh,
I'm
no.
So jealous. I mean, so, and we don't even think about it. Like, somebody has been jealous of something in our life.
Yeah.
And that, you know, like, it doesn't even seem like that's a reasonable thing.
Oh, really?
But I'm sure it's happened.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I tell my niece all the time, I'm like, oh, you got to go do this. I'm jealous. You know, but that's like,
yeah.
Well, of course I want to go do that thing. Right. Well, of course I do. She's five, you know,
right.
Can do all the fun things.
Right.
You know, but again,
I don't think we really tell people when we're jealous.
When it's an actual issue. Adult,
like at the grocery store, like a woman that's super pretty. Like, I'm very jealous of how you look.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a situation last week. Did I tell anybody? No.
No. No. We Those are fun, unpleasant thoughts. I don't know you,
but by the way, I'm jealous of this. But ultimately, I feel like you don't deserve it, and I do, which is what I've learned through this lesson so far. So I'm feeling really, really good about myself.
That would have like totally changed your interaction.
They would have told me to leave.
Yeah, that
would have
been really fun.
That is the door, and you're welcome to go right through that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Some tips. Some friendship tips, everybody. Okay, last one. Last one today. And we kind of got into this. So scarcity mindset isn't true.
Right.
But we buy into it.
Yeah.
It's really harmful.
Yeah. Ego.
Tamar Chansky said, don't buy into a scarcity model that they have what you want, so you can't have it.
Right. Right.
When someone else wins, you do not lose.
Right.
And no one is keeping you from what you want except you.
Right.
Yes. The mountain is you.
There's enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's enough jobs, enough dudes, enough whatever, mm-hmm. curling products. I don't know what ladies do.
Mountains to climb.
You can. Yeah. There's enough. Well, some tips.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. See, now these are where I feel like a fraud giving these tips for
this
series.
Where it's
tips. Like, so just know these are as the result of studying, not the result of someone who's lived these perfectly.
Okay.
Fair.
Number one.
Got it.
Become very curious and get honest, very honest about your insecurities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once we don't even know.
It's not comfortable to talk about, but like, yeah. What are they? Where do they come from? Why do they trigger you? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is like a comment from like back in middle school. Like, time to let this go.
Right.
If you are feeling jealous in your relationship, talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because uncommunicated issues can't be resolved.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this goes back to if you're worried like that their secretary's cute or like that you're jealous that they are spending too much time at work.
Right. Yes.
Tell them.
There's passing thoughts where I'm like, I know there's a lady there.
Yeah, you just
right.
Like he'd look, but still.
Still. It's sometimes good cuz dudes are oblivious sometimes. So if they don't pick up on subtlety. You have to be very, very direct. So if you're like just so you're aware, I know this is irrational and I know I shouldn't be feeling this way, but it bothers me when there's a woman.
Yes.
And then I mean, then they will go out of their way probably to make sure you know. Yeah,
it's all there.
Mm-hmm. It's all in the way you deliver that too. Not like, so how's Jennifer? Like, but if you're like, listen.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Right.
Take a social media detox.
Yes, Good plan. It's like on all of them now.
Yeah. I mean, how are you? It's comparison.
Yeah.
You're going to, because nobody posts themselves in dumpy sweats on the, you know, or like with their flab belly. It's all the 15 back.
Right.
Okay.
I've always wanted to be the anti-social media, like, posts of those things.
Just, like, posts. That would be fun.
I've always wanted to do that, but then I thought, someone's already doing that, and I don't want to look at it either.
Scarcity.
Right? Okay. Oh, dang it. They got me again.
Gratitude journal has literally been on everything.
Oh, yeah.
And it's here, too.
Yeah.
Be thankful.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Yeah. This, I never thought I'd be quoting this woman on our podcast. Here's a tip from Yoko Ono.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Transform jealousy to admiration.
Yeah, Yoko.
It's like she has a point here.
As I'm being judgmental.
Stop thinking, I'm so jealous of what they have, and start asking, how'd they do that?
Mm. Yeah.
Someone has a close relationship. Someone can talk on the podcast. Someone has a close relationship with their spouse, a six-pack, a five-year-old that can sit quietly and respectfully, perfect hair. Whatever it is that they have that you want, ask them. Learn from them. Do something proactive and productive rather than just stew in your discontent.
Good advice.
Especially if you're feeling this about, like, somebody you know. Like,
yeah.
It's your friend that has perfect hair. You're like, can you please teach me how to do that?
Yeah.
How do you they would time? Probably be happy to do that. Or you might find, I get up at 5:45 and then you're like, oh, I'm out.
It ain't worth it.
Okay. I'm done. Now I know. I have to get up early.
More than a comment. I'm out.
Okay. Yeah. Check, check.
But at, like, mm-hmm. sometimes comparison can work for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you're like, yeah, okay, I can judge from there. Keep going.
Build up your self-confidence. Mm. We've talked about this before. Celebrate your wins.
Right.
Yes. What'd you do right today? Mm-hmm. What went well today?
Right.
Okay. Ask every day, what did I do well? Second way, find a hobby and or work towards a goal. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of sites recommended this. If you give yourself something to be good at and proud of, mm-hmm. it really does mm-hmm. help. Even if it's just coloring in an adult coloring book or something like small, like, yeah, I did that. Right. And I stayed in the lines. Yeah. Like, whatever it is.
It still is a win. I don't care how old you are. It's a win.
We got to celebrate the small wins, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I unloaded the dishwasher today when mm-hmm. I didn't want to. Like,
yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a deal. Okay. Wrapping this up with the real, your little mini sermon on jealousy. Here you go. And no, David, this still doesn't mean I will preach at church. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you can. I believe in you. But
thank you. But
when
no,
you're ready.
You. I wanted to talk about a few things today as we wrap up because I do not want jealousy for you. Mm-mm. Scripture talks about the dangers of jealousy 42 times.
Ooh.
Yes. And it shows us examples of people who literally blew up their life because of jealousy. Mm-hmm. Think about King Saul and his jealousy of David.
Right.
Yep. That was a fun life. Think about Cain's jealousy of Abel.
Yeah.
That worked out.
Oh, gosh.
Jealousy was the root of the conflict between Rachel and her sister Leah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Joseph and his brothers.
Yep.
And you know what kind of did in the devil himself.
Yeah.
So.
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's real great looking up to. Jealousy makes you forget, though, how incredibly special and intentionally made you are.
Right.
Melissa Made Online said, you can't continue to see yourself through the lens of other people's accomplishments. Mm-hmm. And friend, you can't. When we look at who we are and what our life looks like through the lens of jealousy and comparison, we forget all about our unique calling, our passions and talents, all of the things we bring to the table and have to contribute. And sometimes we can even begin to forget what we actually want because we get so busy chasing what other people have mm-hmm. or what they're given attention for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't that a waste of time?
We say every week in the show's tag that we want you to be who you were made to be. And jealousy says, don't be you. You're not good enough.
Oh.
What you have isn't good enough. Be like that girl over there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No. As realsimple.com points out, and I wholeheartedly agree with, instead of spending time and energy thinking about someone else's successes or achievements mm-hmm. and convincing yourself that they don't deserve them while you do, turn your outlook around. Mm-hmm. Think about what you bring to the table. Mm-hmm. You have abilities and talents that others don't have, and that's what makes being human interesting. Mm-hmm. Focus on your unique strengths, skills, abilities, experiences, and dreams. Chances are you don't truly want exactly what someone else has. Mm-hmm. Uncover your dreams and build on your own unique skill sets because no two people have the same composition of qualities and gifts. Mm-hmm. God knew what he was doing when he made you. However, jealousy presupposes that God doesn't know what he's mm-hmm. doing. It sort of spits on his plan for you and your life. It's saying, nah, God, I don't want the plan you intentionally laid out for me in accordance with my unique purpose and your perfect will. I want that person's plan instead. It's better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of ugly when you put it like that. Hmm. And that's part of what sometimes makes jealousy hard. Mm-hmm. It's the surrendering of our will, our plans, and the vision of what we think our life should look like.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It requires us to trust that God has us, that he's not cheating us or withholding from us. We start to combat jealousy when we believe and live like we believe that God truly will meet our needs. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wrap up today by quoting something I found on Rick Warren's blog, PastorRick.com. You don't have some things in life because God knows a reason that you shouldn't have them.
Right.
There are some talents God didn't give you. Mm-hmm. There are some opportunities God doesn't give you. Mm-hmm. And there are some experiences in life you don't get. You can either shake your fist in anger or trust God. God is smarter than you and he knows better.
Yeah.
Read that again. He said, he knows better. God has given each of us a race to run. You can't run anybody else's race and nobody else can run yours. You can either run the race God has given you or you can make up your own race. Most people choose to make up their own race in life and then wonder why they hit dead ends. Instead, God wants you to run the race he has for you. He custom designed a plan for your life. When you focus on God's race, you won't need to worry about the race everybody else is running. You won't be bothered by the crowds cheering or jeering. You're living for an audience of one, God. So, friends, today, focus on the fact that the literal creator of the universe decided the world needed exactly who you are, and you're enough. There's no reason to be jealous. Ah, we love you, and we will be back with you next week to keep sweeping out of the lies and distortions from our hearts and minds. Have an awesome week, everybody.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to the Girl on a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcast. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.